This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. And do us a big favor, please. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing always helps. Tell your friends. Enjoy the podcast.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
So this is now the lesser Cuomo. I call him the lesser, by the way, if you're new to the show. If you're only here to try to win Billy Joel tickets, here's why we refer to him as the lesser. There are two Cuomos in America right now. One is a corrupt governor of New York who names bridges after his dad with your money. The other is a failed late night talk show host on CNN. He consistently comes in number three out of three, or with all the shows, last. So we call him the lesser Cuomo because Andrew Cuomo, for all of his problems, and he's got a lot of them, pretty successful guy, became governor of New York. Chris, not so successful. He's the one, he's what we call the black sheep of the family. So the lesser Cuomo last night or the other night decided to go after the vampiric one. I call her the vampiric one because she's immortal and a vampire, Nancy Pelosi. Cut six.
Let's just get something straight for the audience right now, because this is one of those things that's literally been bothering me, almost ruined my vacation. There is a barrier system all along the southern border. They need more. Anybody who does the reporting, anybody who talks to the people down there doing the work, the men and women, they need more of what the president is increasingly describing as his own idea for a bollard fence. The bollard, I'm sure they're going to see B-roll at some point tonight of what is on the border right now. It is exactly what the president is describing to you, except he's telling you it's his design. So how are the American people supposed to grasp the reality? He says, I want a new wall. There will be no new wall. The Democrats say he's never going to get his wall. But there is a wall that they have agreed to finance in the past, but they're saying they won't agree to finance a new wall.
And the Democrats are saying it's not necessary because there's other ways to attack the problem that are better. Technology,
but is that true? I have you here for that. Who says that a barrier isn't helpful in securing the border? Does anybody?
Sure. There are real arguments that barriers are helpful in certain locations, in certain ways. Many experts argue that we don't need as much wall as Trump suggests. We certainly don't need a 30-foot concrete wall that he originally proposed.
That's gone.
My question is, what happened to Chris Cuomo? Because that was definitely not the lesser Cuomo. Somebody who sounded like him. But it was definitely not him. So who shapeshifted into Chris Cuomo last night or the other night?
Nice reference.
That's my question, Greg.
Oh, man.
Or if that was Chris Cuomo, where is he now? Because he's definitely no longer a free man. Where is he now?
You think they're going to take away his primetime show?
They put him into journalist re-education camp and explain to him, it'll be like Clockwork Orange. His eyes will have to be glued open and have to be reminded of why walls don't work.
These are your talking points.
Yeah. Don't you ever shy away from the talking points, Lesser. What did he say last night, Lesser? I didn't hear him. Did he completely contradict himself last night? Probably.
Well, I went through some of it because I didn't actually, I saw the headline of this, but they didn't actually link to any audio, so I had to go back a few nights to find it. And last night he was back on script, so they must have.
I think his brother called him up and said, listen, hey, brother, your commentary tonight wasn't that great. It was never that great. But you're going to lose another job. I'm not taking care of you this time. Mom and Dad's not around. If you lose this job, I'm not taking care of you. How many jobs do you have to lose, you dumbass, till you get with the program? Your commentary is not that great. You're not that smart. Don't try to talk. What do I tell you? Just sit there and nod your head.
It was never that great.
That's my brother. My brother. Honestly, this guy, year after year, he'd lose a job every freaking summer. And now on CNN, he gets his big shot. That's why we call him the lesser in our family. That's a true phone call right there between the governor and his little brother. Where are the border officials who are going to refute the claims of Democrats that walls don't work? Where are they? Last night on Tucker Carlson, there was a guy, a former Border Patrol chief on TV who was saying walls work again, and he was refuting what Democrats have said about walls. I have challenged now Democrats to produce a former Border Patrol, because I know a current one is not going to say anything, but a former Border Patrol chief or agent who will go on television and say walls don't work and then back it up with actual facts. I'm not talking about some disgruntled employee just going to say it. I back it up with facts. Talk about how where you were on the border, the walls did not work. Now, Jim Acosta today, he went to the border and he saw no problem. He didn't see an actual national emergency. He didn't see any problem whatsoever as he was standing in front of a wall. Steel slats. So he's standing in front of steel slats and he's saying, there's nothing going on here. There's nothing going on. He's such a dope. Jim Acosta is such a dope. But that's exactly what happened today. Take a listen.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence here in the McAllen, Texas area. As a matter of fact, there are some other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. But no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
Because of the fence, you jackass. You just said the reason why. You literally just said the reason why it's so tranquil. Because of the fence that they're not rushing. Because there's a fence. You idiot. You just literally said that. Well, it's pretty tranquil. Nobody's rushing this fence. They're not bothering here because there's a fence. They're probably at places that don't have a fence, Jim. Or a Burger King. They want to find a McDonald's. That's what it is. That's why they're not rushing the border.
Yep. Yep.
That's the problem, Dawn. You see, it's not the fence that's deterring people. It's the Burger King.
Or
who
Chick-fil-A.
Really? Well, the hate chicken. There's no way they want that down there. I mean, can't you see these migrants running towards the border? They're like, hold on. Is that a Burger King?
Nope.
Yeah. Find another way in.
No Whopper.
I am not getting a Whopper. After this dangerous trek, I will not subject my family to a Whopper.
The government's closed. Who's inspecting that Whopper?
Right. Turn back. The FDA beef. It's not inspected USDA beef. I'm not allowing my children to eat this. I've taken them on a 2,000-mile dangerous journey with smugglers and coyotes. But that Burger King is where I draw the freaking line. So he's standing in front of a fence, lamenting the fact that nobody is trying to get over the fence. It's amazing that he might be the dumbest guy on Earth, on planet Earth, the entire planet.
He wanted to make a smarmy, pithy point, and he totally looked like an ass for doing it.
So he proved in that clip that, A, where there are fences, people don't want to try to cross them, so that they work as a deterrent, and also people aren't climbing over them.
And there's a Burger King there.
Yeah, and there's a Burger King. He's such a jerk. He's so dumb, Don. Oh, my God. One more time. I got to hear this one more time, please.
And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence here in the McAllen, Texas area.
Rush towards that what?
Other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. But no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
Because of the fence, you idiot. So Jim Acosta just gave a personal commercial for why walls work on the southern border. He didn't even realize he was doing it.
Racioli 3 till 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.